Well, to some degree, although on a much smaller scale, you brought some of the same lessons to the Bainbridge Island grandstand. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about that in terms of your work as a sole practitioner after your other career and how this came about.
Well, this came about because a friend of mine was on the Bainbridge Island School Board, and in casual conversation with him, he mentioned that, and I knew they had a very aging and turned out rotting away wooden grandstand with posts in the view and so forth. My son had just finished architecture school, his professional degree, was working at NBBJ, and had been a kind of a sports hero when he was in high school, football and basketball. So he and I went to the board, got the job, and set out to design this. And of course, I wanted to use a shell roof cover. Got the job and designed a stadium, and it was designed, it's entirely precast. It's designed out of precast components. All the components were precast. They were precast right on the job site. For example, the supporting frames, which are kind of inverted V frames, were cast laying flat, one on top of each other. So the only formwork required was the edge form, and you slip the edge form up. And the grandstand seating was precast. And the roof shells were precast as an entire unit on the ground, right there by the site. And then the whole thing was erected in 2 days with a big crane.